Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a lot of drama this weekend. Now, I'm not talking daylight savings time change, which, by the way, was a cluster and a half, because I'm hoping I get to sleep in extra. And between my five cats and dog, they had no idea that we're changing the clocks. So they had me up at 4 in the morning wanting their eat and going, why aren't you out of bed? And so the whole routine happened. Meanwhile, I'm like, no, America changed the clocks again. And they're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? So I didn't have as good of a daylight savings time extra hour. By the way, I never do well with the daylight savings time extra hour because I used to be on call. And so when you're doing a 36-hour shift and then you have to redo the whole 2 to 3 a.m. hour all over again, now I have a 37-hour shift. It was 37-hour. It was horrible. So I'm not a big fan of the whole daylight savings time thing, although I really like standard time. I really feel better now. But that's not the drama. Man, this all started with Big Bird tweeting that Big Bird got the COVID vaccine. Now, I don't really know the gender of Big Bird. Apparently, Wikipedia, they say Big Bird is a he. So I'll call Big Bird a he, but apparently there's no gender designated for Big Bird except for what we see online. And so Big Bird tweeted that he got his COVID vaccine. And in fact, Big Bird said, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. Even President Biden said, good on ya, Big Bird. Getting vaccinated is the best way to keep your whole neighborhood safe. So you think everybody would be all happy, everything's fine, but no. Some controversy. Ted Cruz called it propaganda. Multiple people are going, wait a second, what is Big Bird doing? Why is Big Bird taking on this role to now try to convince young kids to get the vaccine? I mean, shouldn't Big Bird be dealing with the whole avian flu? And I guess there was another sort of virus found in, I don't know, birds, and a bunch of them are about to get cold in Asia. And I would like to see Big Bird be a spokesperson there. But I get Big Bird is an icon with Sesame Street. I loved Big Bird growing up. I really like Cookie Monster and Grover more. I don't know, I just identified with Grover and Cookie Monster much more than Big Bird. And even Snuffleupagus. But Big Bird wants to do his part. In fact, Big Bird from the beginning has been an advocate for vaccines. There's a clip circulated from 1972 where apparently it says, don't wait, vaccinate. You know, that's how they kind of talked. It was really kind of, you know, groovy in the 70s. Don't wait, vaccinate. So anyway, Big Bird was, you know, going to Mr. Hooper's store and telling people to vaccinate or whatever. So we know that Big Bird is pro-vaccine, is a fan of the COVID vaccine, but here's where it got sticky. All right? This is where it flew the coop. Big Bird lied. Big Bird never got the vaccine. And people can say, how do you know? I'm sure Oscar the Grouch, one of his best friends, which he believes, was a witness. The thing is if you look at Big Bird's tweet, he says his wing is sore. In veterinary medicine, we don't give vaccines in the wing of fowl. That just doesn't happen. Hence, Big Bird fouled. So we need nice, especially for an intramuscular Pfizer mRNA vaccine, because Big Bird likes to, you know, likes to, you know, be one of us in terms of kids, which means Big Bird would have only qualified for the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, and the Pfizer mRNA vaccine is an intramuscular injection. So intramuscular injections with birds go into, like, the pectoral muscle mass, the breast, the leg. You need meat, which is why Sesame Street screwed up. They really should have used Snuffleupagus for this. Snuffleupagus has so much meat. Snuffleupagus has a nice tushy and glutes. There's a whole bunch of areas. Deltoid, Snuffleupagus would have probably been a better spokesperson. But instead, they go with Big Bird, and then Big Bird gets caught in a lie. We'll do some subcutaneous injections and inguinal folds and in the neck of a bird, but we need muscle. So it's usually breast, leg, maybe even tail. So I wrote a piece on this. You could see, you know, David and Bob and Snuffleupagus reading the newspaper, and they're all shocked because this is now going to be Big Bird Gate. We now have Big Bird Gate. And Big Bird should have never flown into this controversy. Big Bird should have stayed out. Alright, let Super Grover, let Cookie Monster has obviously some sort of eating disorder with his cookies, probably has diabetes. I think Cookie Monster might have been a better spokesperson for this. And Cookie Monster would have had some Deltoid. But you put Big Bird there with a wing, you give some sort of inaccurate account of him getting inoculated. Now, I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, the average kid does not understand the nuances of artificial immunity rendered by a deltoid muscle inoculation. You're right. There is a chance that the average kid doesn't realize that. But if you're going to be a teaching show and you're going to teach kids correct things, then you might as well not misrepresent poultry. Let these fowl and birds, get their day and explain that when a bird gets a vaccine, they get vaccinated in the chest. And they could have easily done that. Big Bird could have said, my booby hurts. That could have been fine. Kids understand boobies. But instead, he said, my wing is sore. It's a complete inaccurate depiction of how we in avian medicine vaccinate and inoculate our birds, especially as we are facing H5N1 and other avian flus that have been surfacing. They got to do this right. So, Sesame Street has not been available for comment, nor has Big Bird's PR team. So I'm suggesting next time, Sesame Street, again, I love Big Bird. I'm a fan. Get Snuffleupagus. Get Cookie Monster. I think they might be better, and they won't get caught in a lie. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay quarterback, MVP of the NFL, is no doubt gutsy. This guy's got some guts. And this guy's going to tell it like it is. And while the ridiculous mandates have continued to go and are continuing to go, and as this country kind of goes into this frenzy, where it comes to discriminating against people and kicking people out of restaurants and schools and things like that, vaccine passports, it might be up to Aaron Rodgers, and he might be providing the Hail Mary that this country needs in order to get everybody to have some more sensible, logical discussions when it comes to COVID, therapeutics, vaccination, and where we go in terms of carrying us out of this pandemic. And I don't want to give Aaron Rodgers any more credit than, you know, he's starting to get, because he's, you know, kind of cocky, and I don't like what he's done to the Cowboys. But I got to tell you, man, he's got some guts. And it's going to be very, very interesting. This might be the watershed. This might be the play or the fresh set of downs that the vaccine has in a community needs. Sorry about all the football analogies. But just to recap, Aaron Rodgers, let the man get through his COVID in peace, comes down with COVID-19. Let the guy just get through his COVID. Well, is it Mark Garofalo of NFL Network leaks that Aaron Rodgers never got the COVID vaccine, even though he said in a press conference he's been, quote-unquote, immunized. So all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose while he's trying to take a San Paternity's conference season or whatever he's trying to deal with in terms of his COVID illness. All hell breaks loose. Well, one is it's because he was benched until November 13th, and that's because if you have COVID and you are actively infected with COVID, you have to isolate for 10 days. That's CDC rules. And then if you're unvaccinated, there's additional rules with the NFL. But so he was benched, and he couldn't play in the Chiefs game. Jordan Love started, but that kind of didn't work out that well. Chiefs still won. They didn't cover the spread. Chiefs really have a problem covering the spread. But Chiefs won. Green Bay didn't have as good a showing. They, I think, didn't even score until third or fourth quarter. So obviously, a rough time for Green Bay Packers. People lost money. People are mad at Aaron Rodgers. But even Terry Bradshaw was upset that Aaron Rodgers, quote-unquote, lied. So Aaron Rodgers had been on a podcast, the Pat McAfee Show, and he had given his reasoning. And he had said, look, okay, I think we should have a right to autonomy. He said, it didn't make sense for me to be wearing a mask at the press conferences when everybody there is vaccinated and has a mask. You know, the vaccine is supposed to protect people from others, especially since vaccinated people can spread the virus. So he also says that he followed all the rules to a T, all the other rules, you know, in terms of waiting in his car, getting tested. The NFL was aware. He tried to appeal multiple times to the NFL. His reasoning, he went through a homeopathic immunization protocol because he has an allergy to an ingredient that's in the mRNA vaccines. He actually has an allergy to it. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine wasn't an option at the time because it had been pulled temporarily by the FDA. And then even though it was brought back after 11 days, he didn't think that that vaccine would work for him. So he went and did a protocol, a natural, either naturopathic or homeopathic immunization protocol, right? Should be his choice. Then he comes down with COVID-19. And coming down with COVID-19, he consulted Joe Rogan, spoke with him on the phone, also followed his podcast. And so Aaron Rodgers has been on monoclonal antibodies, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D. I don't know if there's anything else he's been taking. I don't know. I don't think he said he was on a baby aspirin or not. So I'll have to double check. But for the most part, oh, and zinc, he says, quote, I feel pretty incredible. So he does this interview, and apparently, rather than people going, all right, let him get through his illness in peace, you know, good for him if he's getting better, good for him, he got some monoclonal antibodies, which I wish was available to everybody. He's on ivermectin. He's on hydroxychloroquine. And there's no nuclear, you know, meltdown. He's doing okay. Instead of people saying good for you, people are going after him. And in fact, he lost a sponsor. Previa Health dropped him, as Previa Health is very pro-vaccine and is committed to protecting patients, staff, providers, communities against the COVID-19 pandemic. They separated from Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, is still frustrating to me. He's not anti-vax. The majority of people who are hesitant on the vaccine are not anti-vax. They just want to use natural immunity. They want to get natural immunity, or they want to use a therapeutic, or they don't want to inject something into their body. And so it's what unfortunately many people out there in society is they make you choose one side or another. It's like, if you're not with us, you're against us. No, there's a bunch of people that think the vaccine is fine. Get it if you want. If you don't want it, don't get it. But why do people have to lose sponsorships? Why do they have to be, you know, in the crosshairs? Aaron Rodgers says he's in the crosshairs of the quote-unquote woke mob. And it's really kind of asinine. But interestingly, Aaron Rodgers being in this, you know, and unwittingly, trust me, he wanted to get through this whole COVID vaccination drama and all that unscathed and without people up his rich peritoneum. But it might take him and other people going, look, you know, we have a right to medical autonomy. This is America. You know, vaccinated people spread the virus. You know, I'm being treated and I'm minimizing my viral load with therapeutics. Why can't that be good enough for America? And so Aaron Rodgers might be the one providing the Hail Mary, right, to bring the vaccine hesitant people to the end zone. Sorry, I love football. Okay, I don't care if you don't like my football analogies. So, you know, some of you are like, you know what, all right, so it's another person that's anti-vax. He's not anti-vax. So it's another person that's vaccine hesitant. Another, you know, NFL player is going to probably get fined. They are probably going to fine him. He's got plenty of money. State Farm has not made a statement. In fact, I think State Farm did not play any Aaron Rodgers commercials this weekend. I mean, come on, people. And the reason why I find this whole thing is ridiculous is because, so what with the boosters? Are we going to be going through all this now? So in addition to all this bigotry and discrimination and everything we're doing now for those who might have not gotten vaccinated, we're going to do it for those who didn't get a booster. What about flu shot? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be in the same position because he might not want to get a flu shot when they start to mandate that? They're going to mandate flu shots. If they did all this with COVID, you know they're going to do that with flu. In fact, we're going to be talking about it. Flu cases are starting to spike. So, you know, where does it end? It's starting to get ridiculous. I would love people safe. I'd love Sesame Street safe. I would love people, if they feel like the vaccine's going to help them, you know, to have access to it. I want to see poor countries have access to the vaccine. I think these vaccines are an excellent tool to helping fight the COVID pandemic, but I don't think they're everything, but I think they're a fantastic tool. I think they're integral in the fight, but I what are we doing here? And so it is going to take people who are gutsy that aren't going to, you know, medicine, people are asking for more doctors to speak out, Doctors can lose their license. Doctors are treading a very fine line, you know, with expressing their concerns based on their scientific research with others. And it makes no sense that you have two doctors that don't agree. Just like it makes no sense you have two judges or Supreme Court justices that don't agree. You would think law is law, medicine is medicine. But people have varying opinions. And the varying opinions actually makes law, medicine, politics healthy. You don't want everybody to think of the same thing. We're not clones. So as we nurture discussions, debate, hypotheses, we grow science. And we're going to get more and more science. God willing, Aaron Rodgers is going to come out of this COVID fine. He will have had his monoclonal antibodies. Whether the ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine cured him or the monoclonal antibodies, we won't tell because there's a lot of variables right now, so we can't tell who will get the win. Or maybe it's because he eats well and he exercises and he tries to avoid a lot of the bad things that a lot of us put in our body. Yeah, maybe COVID would have barely, what was it? Chuck Norris was exposed to COVID and COVID is now recovering. It'll be very interesting to see if more people have the guts to say, look guys, you know, I don't want to do the vaccine. I don't care if you guys discriminate against me. You know, I'm going to ride out the storm. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Compliment. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several law enforcement agencies are reporting multiple unfounded bomb threats were made over the weekend at Ivy League campuses and universities. Cornell, Columbia, and Brown universities had alerted students to threats Sunday and deemed the campuses safe a few hours later. On Friday, a bomb threat at Yale forced the evacuation of several buildings. After claiming the story of paying illegal immigrants money for breaking our laws garbage, President Biden now says the illegal immigrants deserve American tax dollars.
Because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You lost your child. It's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea.
We are USA Radio News. The CEO of the world's biggest vaccine maker, Adar Poonawalla, tells HBO he expects low-income countries will start receiving much-needed exports of his COVID-19 vaccines this week, now that India has lifted restrictions and advanced countries are administering booster shots.
Well, I would say it's ethical, provided with a rider, they have enough doses to donate to the African nations as well. Then there's no harm in vaccinating your children as well. If you don't, then absolutely not. I mean, why should only Serum Institute provide vaccines at a $3 price to the low-income countries? They can certainly, and these are giant companies and corporates, they'll still make billions of dollars of profits in this pandemic, as one should, because you need to reinvest in research and be rewarded for your work. But there's no reason why they can't donate some of those doses or divert some of those doses to COVAX.
COVAX is a global consortium charged with equitably vaccinating the world. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Martha wrote over the weekend, "This is why I avoid crowds. Did you see what happened at the Stampede? Now, over the weekend, also, I know Big Bird seemed to dominate the headlines, but we had a very, very tragic event that happened at rap star Travis Scott's Astroworld Musical Festival, where at least 8 people have died, dozens injured. This took place in Houston, Texas, and this was a concert, this was a festival, and there were crowds. I don't know how many thousands of people were there, and I mean, you know, I've been to concerts, and it is. There's crowds, and there's people pushing and throwing up and things like that, but you get through, and takes a while to pee, so you need to start an hour ahead of time to try to work out of the crowd to go to pee. But somehow, there was some sort of a stampede that people got crushed. 2 of the victims were teenagers, age 14 and 16. They were caught in the crushing surge of the crowd. This is while Travis Scott continued to perform. He completed his set, even noticing fans were receiving medical treatment. So there was an ambulance that was coming through the crowd, and Scott is the headline act, hometown star. He founded the Astroworld Festival back in 2018. He said he was unaware of the severity of the situation. Now, I have never performed at a concert. I know that there's usually EMS staff, that there's usually paramedics, so you'll see lights and things like that, but you won't necessarily, you know if, you know, does the show continue to go on? I was always worried about that because I, as a doctor, on planes, there'll be a code. And, you know, you need the pilots to just keep flying the plane. Just concentrate. Just keep concentrating. All right, I got it. I'll do the code. You just get the plane to safety. And I always worry, you know, like in a movie theater or in a concert, you know, if there at all is an issue going on, you know, the people in front might not know. But those of us in the back are going to have to handle things. In one respect, and I know there's going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be civil penalties. I don't even know if they're looking at criminal charges. On one respect, if there is, let's say, a stampede or something, you want to keep everybody calm. You want to keep people still in their area. So he could have used a microphone to say that. Others say, yeah, well, he kept the show going on so people didn't start to leave and make matters worse. I don't know, but an attendee who was an ICU nurse detailed that the scene was very chaotic, very frantic, and there was not enough medics that were equipped and trained. In fact, she says teenagers were doing CPR. She's an Instagrammer. She attended the event, and she said, and apparently 8 people had died, and the video footage shows people dancing on top of ambulances causing a stampede. Fans broke down a fence. One man described the event as a concert in hell. And Madeline Eskin said, I don't think I've ever been more disturbed. Some of these medical staff had little to no experience with CPR. Didn't know how to check a pulse, carotid or femoral. Compressions were being done without a pulse check, so people who had a pulse were getting CPR. Now, mind you, a lot of people could have been on drugs. There's a lot of confusion. But, you know, she said in her Instagram post that she's an ICU nurse, and she had to step in and help people passing out after she herself regained consciousness. No medical professional attended to her. The scene was apparently frantic. She tried to locate other people who could help respond, she told Insider. She said, when I stood up, I looked around, and people were getting carried out with eyes rolled back into their heads by security, bleeding from their nose and mouth. She said, I yelled, has anybody checked a pulse? At this point, the security guard asked her to check. She said there weren't enough medics or medical equipment like stretchers and ambu bags. There was no cell service to call for additional help. She said teenagers were doing CPR trying to help, but they were doing it incorrectly. Then I see there's other people doing CPR on people who have a pulse because nobody had done a pulse check. She said it was an absolute blank show. She cussed. One nursing student helped along Eskins, but even the medics who were on staff to deal with emergencies like this didn't know what to do. Well, you have to triage. With any of these sort of cases, you know, you don't want to just stand around with your thumb up your butt. You want to go in and help, but you also have to assess the situation, and you have to make sure you're helping those that need help more than others. So it really takes a team approach. It takes management. And you have to assemble your team. You have to start spreading out. And then you also need to minimize further injuries by cornering off the area. So it sounds like they were understaffed. They had little to no police presence, because you would need it cornered off. You would need access to the microphone. You would need access to tell people, because with the music going on, it's going to be loud. Nobody's going to hear. And then people are going to be still, you know, and the crowds are pretty dangerous. So I'm being told there were about 50,000 people in the crowd while Travis Scott was performing. More than 300 people were treated at the scene in Houston's NRG Park, according to Yahoo News. 11 had actually gone into cardiac arrest. Eskin said in her post that members of the crowd were urging the production crews to stop the concert. And you could hear people say, stop the concert. She said, I was sober, and I honestly feel like if my boyfriend would not have gotten me out of the crowd, I probably would have died. So one security guard felt a prick on his neck, passed out, and was revived after being injected with Narcan. So apparently there were people that were shooting others with high-dose opioids. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo also called for an objective, independent investigation of this festival. She said perhaps the plans were inadequate, perhaps the plans were good, but they weren't followed. The families of those who died, everybody affected, deserves answers. And then that's another question. Did people die because they were trampled? Did people die because of overdose? Did people die because they were poisoned, injected with a drug? Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner called for a briefing from all the parties, including first responders, concert promoter Live Nation, and officials of the venue. The first lawsuit in the case has been filed. Manuel Sousa suffered, quote, seriously bodily injuries. He is now seeking $1 million in damages from defendants, including Scott and Live Nation. So, those who died range anywhere in age from 14 to 27. Not all the details, obviously, have been emerged because some of them are kids. The youngest victim, however, was John Hilgert, a high school freshman who played football and baseball. He arrived early to get a good spot on the show. He went with a 15-year-old friend, and the friend's mother, Tracy Faulkner, had bought her son his ticket as a birthday present. Now, according to the Chronicle, she regrets it. They were both in the same place at the same time. One came home, and one we will never see. She said John was a good student and athlete, so polite. He was the sweetest and smartest young man. Another victim was Danish Bank, 27 years old, died trying to protect his fiancée from the crush of the crowd. Younger brother said he was trying to save her from the stampede. So the second day of the two-day show has been canceled, and we do need to reevaluate how we're dealing with crowds. I notice that people are mean, they push, they're jerks, they're stoned, they're drunk. There's not sound judgment, and when somebody falls and you can't hear them scream help, and you're running to as you feel your life's in jeopardy or that's the way it's going, people forget about somebody, and it just, these things probably happen a lot more often than we think, this was probably one of the biggest clusters. It should have never happened. So and also learn CPR. We've talked about CPR. It's very easy to get trained in CPR. I think everybody needs to know how to do that so you can at least help a family member in need. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're opening up our borders for those who are vaccinated. About time, but there's we have tons of issues when it comes to our borders and what we're doing with Americans and our veterans and our homeless people and our approach to vaccines and mandates and travel. It's been a cluster and a half. So none of this makes sense. But I want to give you the latest on what's going on. According to Healthline, 17 states have reported an increase in new COVID-19 cases for the week that ended Sunday. There were 12 states the previous week. Alabama had the largest jump with 101% increase to 12,000 cases. Nebraska was next with a 76% hike to 5,790 cases. Colorado reported a 25% increase to 19,800 cases. Then came New Mexico, saw a 23% jump. In overall numbers, the CDC reports that California had the most new cases in the past 7 days with 43,887 cases. Well, of course, California is the biggest of the most populous of the states. Michigan was second with 32,500 new cases this past week. New York, 28,700. Pennsylvania, 27,393. Ohio climbed into fifth with 24,690 cases in the last week. But interestingly, the CDC reports that Alaska remains the leader per capita with 562 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 7 days. Wyoming is second. Wyoming with 537 cases per 100,000 residents. North Dakota at 455. New Hampshire, 446. Montana comes in fifth with 439 cases. Interestingly, Florida, with their lack of mandates, has the lowest per capita rate at 50 cases per 100,000 residents. Hawaii was next with 56 cases per 100,000. So states that seem to have the highest of the newest cases include Alaska, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Hampshire, and Montana. 19 states reported an increase in deaths for the week. It's one thing to look at cases, because if many states are saying, look, we're not going to mandate vaccines, but you have to do more testing, well, now you have more people testing. But I need to look at the hospitalizations. I want to look at the death rate. I want to know what's going on with the hospitals. That's what really, to me, tells the story. So when they say that they've noticed deaths have gone up in 19 states, up, that's concerning. Nebraska had the highest jump with an increase of 3,112% to 514 deaths. Next was Kansas. They had a 343% hike to 204 deaths. Vermont recorded a 116% increase of 13 deaths. Connecticut, another 30 deaths. Texas, however, recorded the most COVID deaths over the past 7 days with 764. So as they talk about the different death rates and all that, I think the message is, are we getting monoclonal antibodies to them? Are we using any of the therapeutics, vaccinated or not? All right, what else are we doing? We spent all this time, all this energy and effort on vaccines, which was nice. The vaccines are nice. They help. But do we have access to monoclonal antibodies? I thought that's where money was going. Do people have access to N95 respirators if they don't want to get cough, cold, flu, other things out there? No. It's all been about the vaccine. Apparently New York, what they're giving, $100 per kid? They're trying to, go kids into, get the vaccine, or parents to bring their kids so they get $100 and all that. I would really like to see if we're still seeing death rates in vaccinated individuals, that means we have to concentrate also on therapeutics. I just don't get it. Now, travel restrictions are going to start to change. They kind of have to, in a way, because if we're going to, if the Biden administration is going to double down on their open border policy, they don't say it's an open border, but it is, and then, people are going to wonder, what are you doing with vaccinated individuals that want to come to this country and visit people for the holidays? So they say more than a year and a half after COVID-19 concerns prompted the U.S. to close the borders to international travelers like Brazil, China, India, South Africa, the U.K., much of Europe, now restrictions are lifting. They say the U.S. will allow international travelers, but they must be vaccinated, with a few exceptions. The U.S. is also reopening the land borders with Canada and Mexico for vaccinated people. Well, they're already open to unvaccinated, so you might as well open it up to vaccinated. Most trips from Canada and Mexico to the U.S. are by land rather than air. So now Border Patrols might be even a little busier. The timing of this. So, according to Fox News, the goal is to restore the normal travel while limiting the spread of COVID-19. The travel industry and European allies have pushed for an end to country-specific bans. Americans have been allowed to fly to Europe for months, so Europeans have been asking the U.S. to reciprocate. In 2019, about one-fifth of the roughly 79 million visitors to the U.S. came from Europe. So all foreign adult nationals traveling to the U.S. must be, quote, fully vaccinated before boarding their flight. Travelers will have to show proof of a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of departure, because vaccinated people can still have the virus, can still spread it. Children under 18 do not need to be vaccinated, we're told, but they do have to take a COVID test. Kids 2 and younger are exempt from testing requirements. Now, I get that. I agree with that. But if we're looking at science and medicine, I mean, 2-year-olds can still carry it, and, you know, infants can still carry it. But it's, you know, they realize they're going to get a lot of backlash. So half the world remains unvaccinated. Vaccine distribution has hit the rich countries. Not many of the poor countries have gotten it. So the Biden administration, they said, is leaving a loophole for people who live in countries where vaccines are scarce. There's about 50 countries where fewer than 10% of the people have been vaccinated. Travelers from those countries will need permission from the U.S. government to come, and it can't be just for tourism or business travel. The U.S. government says it will permit unvaccinated international visitors to enter the country if there is a humanitarian or emergency reason, such as emergency medical evacuation. Now, that leaves room for unvaccinated migrants to come into the country. They said those exceptions will be applied extremely narrowly and require approval from the CDC. There also could be a medical exemption with documentation from a doctor. Americans who are unvaccinated, so now we're back on Americans, have to show proof of a negative COVID test within one day of international travel. If you're vaccinated, you need to take a test within 3 days of your departure for both American and citizens of other countries. This does not apply to flights within the U.S. So who enforces this? Who makes sure? Are there going to be, you know, new TSA agents? What? Looks like some of the airlines. The airlines are going to have to verify vaccine records and match them against ID. If they don't, they could face fines of up to nearly $35,000 per violation. Airlines will also collect information about passengers for contact tracing efforts. CDC also was going to have spot checking travelers for compliance. So most of the vaccines will work. A lot of people are like, well, wait a second, I didn't get Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. In my country, they give AstraZeneca. What about China's Sinovac? Apparently those are allowed. What's not allowed? Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently, the World Health Organization has not approved Sputnik. So they've approved China's Sinovac, but not Sputnik. So land borders have now been open for essential travel and migrants. So I know that's not official, but that's what we're seeing. So as long as you're vaccinated against COVID, you could come in. Children are exempt from the requirement. I think you still have to show negative tests. So there are going to be some issues with visas. There's going to be some delays. It's still going to be a mess. But, you know, you can't do what you're doing in the southern border and let people who want to come back home not. It doesn't make no sense. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.